Romances, Dates, and Mates with your host, Damona Hoffman.
Welcome back to Dates and Mates. It's me, Damona Hoffman, and I'm sitting here next to the lovely and talented Mr. Ray Christian, CEO of the Textpert app.
Sup, girl?
So, Ray, as usual, you told me you have something you need to get off your chest. What's today's topic?
You know, something's really been chafing my behind, Damona. Guys complaining when they strike out with a woman.
Uh-oh. All right, Producer Jay. Can you put 60 seconds on the clock for Ray to air his grievances? It's time for Ray's rant.
I'm sick of guys getting rejected by women and then complaining that girls are the B word. Here's a dirty little secret. Everybody wants to meet charming, intelligent, confident new people. However, few people want to meet creepy, awkward douches. If you approach a woman with charm, you will get a receptive response. If you walk up with a weird vibe, you will get kicked to the curb. Isn't that the way it should be? Let's say you're playing basketball and your defender is draped all over you. Would you whine that your teammate didn't pass you the ball? Let's say you're at work and you've been lazy, you've been behind schedule. Would you complain that your boss didn't give you the big new account? No. So why are women suddenly the B word? Because you rolled up like an idiot with a lame pickup line. I've seen my best friend get rejected by women hundreds, maybe thousands of times. But you know what? I've also seen that same friend walk up to groups of attractive, tall, imposing women, and it works because he was charming. So get your attitude cleaned up. Blame the rejections on you. Learn these teachable moments. And besides, nobody likes a crybaby.
That's true. Wait, you lost me a little way. You lost me at the sports reference. But then, is it harder to approach a tall woman than a short woman? What's wrong with the short women?
I think so. I think the tall women can be a bit imposing. So the work and the basketball reference was kind of like... It's an analogy to when you're
I understand. No, I understood that. I just don't understand basketball. You were using words like defender and stuff like that. Wait, no, we have to stop here.
The tall, because, short thing that stuck in your craw?
It's stuck in my craw. It's not even what my diatribe is about. But I hear all the time from tall women that like they can only talk to tall men and nobody ever comes and talks to them. So do you think it's because they're actually harder to approach?
To the average man, yes.
Huh. I'm enlightened today.
I mean, think about it, even if it's a guy. A tall guy is technically more imposing, in really any sense, than a short guy. Tall guys earn more than short guys. Tall guys typically get promoted more than short guys. And the same thing applies in some ways for taller women in the dating sense, that short guys are intimidating.
Not in Hollywood. Because my
peoples. Like, I was about to stay quiet. And
my
then
Jews
I was like,
are running, yeah. Running this town.
But this definitely might be our little Los Angeles, California bubble, which I'm becoming more familiar with. But yeah, but I will say to the tall thing, I don't know which one came first, the chicken or the egg. Like if women decided that short guys don't approach them so that they don't want the short guys, or if they did it, they're like, I only want tall guys in order to save themselves from feeling the rejection of not being. So I don't know which one came first, but it is a reality.
They could just be blocking your friend's, short self. But no, maybe your friend's not short. I don't know. Okay, sorry, I got stuck on that point. And I want to address the larger message. And you're so right. I think when people feel hurt, they automatically turn it towards the force that is against them rather than looking inward and saying, what am I doing wrong, or what could I do better to get a better result?
It's like I'm the same guy when I approach girls. And sometimes I approach when I'm like, after a long, stressful week, and I'm just not myself, and I probably don't come off very charming, and I get the proper response. I get the cold shoulder. But when I approach with some charm and confidence, a wry smile, I get a receptive response. Surprisingly. Not surprisingly. So
many guys just aren't even doing approaches anymore.
Got to talk to the girls. I want to hear a diatribe.
Okay, well, I've had, what would you say, my behind been...
What's chafing your behind?
My behind's been chafed this week. and this one is for the mates part of Dates and Mates. So my diatribe today is about moms quitting life for their kids. Mm. Okay, listen. I've had too many mom friends say, I can't go out with you because I don't have anyone to watch my kids, when I know dang well that their spouse is sitting at home watching sports. And I'm like, why can't that guy who fathered your children be the one who's responsible for them? And there's so many women now that I feel like think that they're the only one who's supposed to be responsible for their kids, or who can watch their kids and show up for them in the way that they can. And you have to understand, as long as kids are healthy, happy, and feel secure, that's all they need. You ladies cannot give up on the rest of your life, whether it's your social life, your professional life, whatever passion it is that you want to do, just because you have children. They'll be happier for you if they see you happy and doing the things that you love before you had them. Oh, I have time left.
Oh.
Almost. Lean in, girls. Lean in.
Best one yet. Right on the minute mark, too.
Well, it was a little early. That was like I was working on it.
That was pretty much.
I'm not as experienced as you.
That was
ranting
fantastic.
And diatribing.
That was fantastic.
Just, you know, I have just so many friends that, like, I go and live my life. I have a, I love my kids, and I have a professional job where I travel a lot, and my husband is great with the kids. Like, it's all about choosing the right partner, though, too. And if you don't have a partner that does that for you, shame on you.
And even if you don't have the partner, like, get a babysitter, and like, keep the relationships with your friends. Don't let those relationships just die on the vine.
Yeah.
Like, you should have a well-rounded life.
Exactly.
And I would take it even a step deeper or pull back beyond to the single life. It's like, you get in a relationship, that's not an excuse to disappear
totally.
From your friends. Like, bring your boyfriend or girlfriend out, or fiance out. Like, hang out with your friends. Don't just, like, use them when you're single. That's bad vibes. Bad juju.
Bad juju. Yeah, relationships are important to maintain in general, and you need relationships of different types. You can't forsake one for the other. Okay, we have a dating .. It's fall. The leaves are turning. Next week, it's Thanksgiving. We are going to have a show on Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving to y'all, in case you were wondering. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to do a little fall dating .. You ready, Ray?
We're doing a Turkey Day dates and mates?
Yes.
I can't wait.
All right, you ready?
Let's do this.
Fall is a great time to be single because...
Baby, it's cold outside. You have a good reason to snuggle up with someone.
And it's cuffing season. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's biological. Fall is a great time to be in a relationship because...
Wait, am I only one? You're not going to do it?
No, I agree with you.
Okay.
But that's single. So now in a relationship.
So, because baby, it's cold outside. You got someone.
Because... the holidays are coming and you have to get presents. And also, let's be real. Valentine's Day is basically tomorrow. So if you want to line up your Valentine's Day dates, you got to start now. Fall is a tough time to be single because...
because it is cuffing season and everybody's up. Everybody else is getting bunned up. So you might be left in a game of musical chairs with no chair left.
Do you feel the pull of cuffing season?
Not at all.
I say fall is a tough time to be single because during the holidays, your family is all wanting to see who you are with and what you've been doing this year. And those questions that they ask of why didn't you bring someone to Thanksgiving? It's just too much to handle. It's already stressful enough to be single. Fall is a tough time to be in a relationship because...
that means I have to think about presents, and they may have to meet my crazy family, and a lot of hassles.
Mm-hmm. yes, mm-hmm. And also this is the time when most couples break up.
Really?
Yes, December in particular is the time when most couples decide to end it, maybe because all of the holiday stress is too much for them to handle, or maybe because you're thinking about starting a new year and you want to... wipe the slate clean and start fresh.
Or maybe you saw my crazy family and you got to go.
Okay, I'm going to do one. The new dinner in a movie is?
The new dinner in a movie is Netflix and chill.
The new Netflix and chill is?
Just come on over and let's hang out.
All right. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for your thought-provoking textbook questions. That was one of my favorite technically datings in a long time. It got a little raunchy.
You and I were going head-to-head.
Well,
you're challenging
people,
my expertise about having a baby.
I want to give people the real juice. And that was not a pun, by the way, the juice. But I want to know what you all think at home. Did you like today's Technically Dating? Do you have more questions you want us to cover? You can tweet me at Damona Hoffman. And also, Ray is on Instagram himself, not just through Textbird, but also at RayChristian_LA. So hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. Leave us a review on iTunes so we can keep making more of these wonderful shows. And we will see you next week. And happy Thanksgiving.